Of course, Tadriel kept a moleskin and this cute little vest on this cute big body that he gave me. Oh, that was really nice. Wow, what a week. First of all, dear little moleskin, I just want to say that thinking back, I probably could have found literally 1,000 other solutions other than dying to this problem that we're facing. But look, this is the solution that I found. I'm not glorifying it, okay? It's just like what I did. I also am thinking a lot about like the gender dysphoria that I'm experiencing right now, but also the attractiveness euphoria. There's a lot going on like in my little brain, which is, I guess, not my brain. It's like my soul or something. Whoa. Wow. Is that how you spell whoa? I don't know. It doesn't quite make sense. Anyway, I'm all over the place and literally I'm about to be all over someplace else because I can feel like I can't stay in this body forever. Hopefully I can get back to it because I haven't like explored it yet, if you know what I mean. And I'm kind of interested in doing that, but I've only been in it for like half an hour. Anyway, I feel like I'm slipping away and I'm going to try to think about who I jump into so I don't have to explore them. Bye.
Friends in an alternate future, welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of globe-trotting glob monsters and flitting phantoms in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And I'm so excited for next semester's classes at Queen Latifah. I'm taking a fashion class called Who You Call on a Stitch?
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the mundane. And if we were the Beatles, I'd be Ringo, because I'm a star.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the Chosen. Or is she? Or is she just a bunch of red mist made out of Susan's blood? Or is she a soul?
Hi, my name is Claire Linick, and I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And it feels good to be home, where I should have been voted prom queen.
And I'm Alan Linick, and I play CJ. And when CJ becomes a nervous Nelly, he starts to lose track of his country grammar.
Where we left off, you all were in a room full of dead featherless chicken, perplexed and a little worried at what that might signify as you plan your trek deeper into the black site of Barb's compound. And from a pool of water in the other side of the room, a horrific sight emerged. It seems like something that's almost part crocodile, part fish, part frog. All of that mixed with the familiar inky black shape of a Bondelgrob. As you realize, this appears to be a hybrid form of some cryptid around the world and a Bondelgrob that has been lurking here and is now ready to pounce. As it was moving forward to encounter you all at the same moment, Crashly started to get woozy as the spell Susan had cast to keep her spirit here started to wane, and Crashly announced that she felt she had only one option before leaving, which is jumping into somebody else's body. So we'll pick up, I guess, right where we left off there then. Crashly, you have announced to everybody that you feel like you could jump into and possess somebody else's body. So I'm going to just lock what the rules in for this are. Susan's spell to keep you out of the spirit realm only lasts 30 minutes. What you've established, which I think is great, so I want to just canonize this and make it in. So you can only stay here 30 minutes inside a body, but you are a ghost and you can possess people. So you could elect to try to stay out of the spirit realm longer by hopping into somebody else's body. You will then also only be able to be in that body for another 30 minutes as well. When you're in that body, you will have control. Well, assuming that you successfully possess it, you will have control over that body, and whoever you possess will be locked into a corner of it, very similar to what we encountered back in the day with our Christmas ghost oh so long ago. I'm trying to remember his name.
Oh, Melvin.
Melvin Quibbick, the Christmas house guy. Oh. So, Crashly, as you kind of encounter your own poltergeistian abilities, what do you do?
So, I'm going to say, like, hey, is anybody okay with me? There's, like, jumping into their body really quick. And no, CEJ, I don't mean it like that.
Yeah, pass.
Duh. I didn't want to jump into yours.
You but said anybody, and then you referred to me specifically by name. Everyone heard you, Adam.
We don't have time.
You guys need to just kiss.
Ew.
Kiss.
God, gross.
Kiss my butt.
You say this as this 15-foot crocodilian fish toad is crawling forward out of the water.
Whoa.
Its giant teethed maw grinning and you hearing the faint.
Can you go in that body, Crashly?
Let me try. That's a good idea.
Of the bundle girl?
Can I try that?
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can give it a shot.
Yeah. Dang, that was the smartest thing you've ever said, Adam.
Thank you. I'll assist it any way I can.
Thanks.
Is it?
Crashly, I think what I'm going to do for this is I think this is just going to be a straight roll.
Okay.
So it's just going to be 2d6. I don't think you're going to use any stats on it.
Fair.
And we'll see what happens.
I got an 8.
Okay. On an 8. So generally on an 8, that means it's a mixed success.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you don't get penalized, but you don't necessarily get what you want. I think this is a situation where Crashly, as you reach out and start to leave the body of Chadriel's human form that he loaned you, you go out towards the Bondelgrob. And as you are going out, you can feel yourself sort of emanating out. You slip in through one of its many mouths. You realize each joint on this creature's body has a mouth all its own.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in through like a knee mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are approaching, you feel the delight of the Bondelgrob part of this thing as it is getting to consume something. And you remember that the Bondelgrob is a creation of magic that was formed in order to consume and possess the abilities of other things. And in that moment, you have just enough time to sort of pull back out before it locks in. And you realize, like, if you merge with the Bondelgrob, even if you try to possess a Bondelgrob, it'll be incredibly difficult for you to not merge with it. And then you'll be a Bondelgrob hybrid just the same as anything else.
Oh, never mind.
Crashly, how'd my great idea go?
No,
Crashly, so you managed to avoid that. The problem is you've already left your body.
Oh.
And so you can't jump back into that yet without an intervening body. And so Crashly, you have two choices right now. You either go back to the spirit realm or you take over somebody else's body.
Who am I closest to?
You guys tell me, who is Crashly closest to right now?
Well, as I thought that was a crazy idea, and as Crashly was floating over to the Bondelgrob, I'm taking out my bat and my multi-knife, and I'm just slashing at all of its mouths, like
great.
Any sort of damage to it.
Fair. So maybe does that mean...
Sounds like Shamanda is the closest.
Shamanda is the closest. Okay, great. So I'm going to jump in there.
Okay, great. Let's see here. Shamanda, I think this is going to be a... Let's see here. What is a good possession skill set to use? Give me one second. I need to look something up.
Man, that would have been a really cool thing to happen if it did possess the Bondelgrob.
But then she'd possess like all the animals that the Bondelgrob took over. There's like a bunch of stuff in it.
That'd be so cool.
Maybe then Crashly would like become the Bondelgrob in a way.
And then we'd have to hunt her.
Yeah, but she's our friend, so she, you know.
She would just consume us.
So we'd be good at it.
Yeah, we'd know where she likes to go. See EJ's place to watch Clueless.
Oh, just leave vats of kombucha out for her.
Kombucha.
No, now, it's not like, she doesn't like come over to my place. Like, her mom.
You've never invited me to watch Clueless. I just want to say that.
I don't invite Crashly. Her mom and my mom are friends, so they just come over.
You look kind of like Paul Rudd, and she kind of looks like...
Alicia Silverstone.
Huh. I don't think...
She wishes. He wishes.
He wishes?
I wish I look like Paul Rudd.
Exactly. And thank you for the compliment.
And more than that, I wish like Crashly looked like Alicia Silverstone, because, I mean, come on.
Wait, why? Because then you'd like me more?
Well, yeah, you'd be at least you'd be a little easier on the eyes. Hey. Up top, Adam.
Wow.
I slap his hand down.
Sorry, I'll give you a high five later, but right now I'm reading the room. It's not a good time.
Also, Adam, I mean, not Adam. Adam, you're great. You're such a good friend. CJ, you invite me over all the time. Like, we used to hang out all the time. We were like best friends. So don't even front like you don't invite me over.
We're still good friends.
See, EJ, it's all right if you like Crashly, even if it's just platonic. You can admit
it is just platonic.
But even if it is
platonic.
But even if it is.
Yeah,
it
is. I like I like Crashly platonically. I'm totally fine to say that.
Yeah, okay. Same.
Can somebody tell me what platonic is? I think I'm using it wrong.
That's the kind of relationship we have now, Adam. Platonic.
Oh, oh. So a lot of built up tension.
No, there's nothing built up. You have your robot girlfriend's memories on a CD-ROM. So,
oh, yeah. Do I still have that on me? I'm so nervous.
Yeah, you do.
God, your guys' love life is a mess.
And I've been texting Evan constantly.
Oh, Evan, that guy? Yeah, right. We haven't seen him.
Yeah, we're getting brunch tomorrow.
Yeah, actually, Shamanda, we need to talk to you about that guy because he is so freaking, like, you're out of his league. It's insane.
It's kind
of What are you
true.
Talking about?
Okay.
We're having a conversation later.
Oh, no.
All right. So the way that this is going to work is this is going to be an opposed plus weird roll. So, Shamanda, you are going to roll plus weird to try to fight off it is instinctive for any living thing to fight off a sort of a spiritual possession. So this just happens unless you really consciously embrace and accept it. But especially given you weren't asked for permission or anything like that, you were going to attempt to fight it off. Roll plus weird.
So I rolled a 6 and a 3, which makes it a 9er plus weird. That's 2. That's 12.
Damn.
11.
Whoa. That's 11. Yeah.
11.
Oh, all right.
Fair.
You successfully resist Crashly.
Oh, sorry, girl.
Crashly, as you attempt to push your ghostly blood mist form into Shamanda's mouth, she just locks down.
Oh, I get it.
And more than that, you can feel the power of her own spirit abjuring you and pushing you out.
Seat's taken.
So who do you go to next?
Probably Adam would be closest next because he was like, I'll help however I can.
Yeah, that's true.
Great. He also didn't get to like clarify what that meant.
Yeah.
So this is very much like vampire rules of like, you have to get explicit permission for it to not. So Adam, you're going to roll plus weird.
Plus weird? Okay. Let's see. That is, it is a 9.
Okay. On a 9, Adam, you are not able to keep Crashly out. So all you can see is basically like this pointillist display of small red dots floating through the air. You can't even see like the outline of Crashly or anything like that. It's too vague. Really, the only one who can fully see Crashly right now is CEJ. So from CEJ's perspective, you watch as Crashly in this sort of, I think we established it as a Take On Me music video kind of sketch outline of a person. Crashly just crams herself inside Adam's mouth. Adam, Crashly does successfully get in. With a 9, though, you are able to maintain control of your body.
Okay.
But Crashly is now in there, and you can feel inside yourself.
No.
What does it feel like?
Well, honestly, here's the thing that is interesting. Adam, you've felt something similar to this before, because you have shared a soul with somebody before.
Shamanda.
With Shamanda, and it feels very similar. You feel two souls occupying one corporeal form. And I think what it feels like is two people trying to be in a single person sleeping bag.
Oh, it's a little weird, but Crashly, you there?
Yeah, sorry. I jumped right in. Sorry.
That's
about
all right.
That.
We didn't establish our relationship.
Thank you. That's really, really nice.
So you two
nice
are getting close.
Yes.
I see.
Listen, I would never do that to CEJ.
And as this happens, Susan, you watch as this crocodilian horrific form continues to move forward. Now, here is the thing. Shamanda went forward. Shamanda kind of stumbles as she takes the bat to the side of this thing as Crashly attempted to get in and not, but Shamanda quickly shakes it off and focuses on the task at hand. So this is likely not going to be the only hybrid that you encounter in this compound. Every hybrid you encounter is going to have different weaknesses. So this hybrid has a weakness. I know what it is. When you figure it out and use that weakness, you'll be able to defeat it. If you don't use the weakness, anything you do is only going to temporarily slow it down.
And do they still all have Susan, like the weakness from the regular bundle grab? Because isn't that like Susan's touch?
Yeah.
You know what? Adam Miller, great point.
Huh.
Genius.
You're not sure, but that is a possibility. You've encountered a bundle goat. So you've encountered a hybrid already, and it did seem to have a weakness to Susan's touch, as well as some other ones that I'm happy to refresh people's memory if they need. But in this moment, this creature is emerging. Susan, you watch as this horrific thing seems to be shirking off the blows from Shamanda and getting dangerously close to snapping at her legs. Susan, what are you doing in this moment?
Now, I know it's a high-pressure situation, but I would like to take a second to get my bearings. And I am going to roll lore library to see if I can identify maybe this specific kind of bundle grab.
Great. Yeah, so for the lore library, we introduced a new move just to kind of pump it up here. So when you try to remember lore you've learned about something, you're going to roll plus sharp. On a 10 plus, I will tell you something interesting and useful about the subject that's relevant to the current situation, or I might ask you to make something up. On a 7 to 9, I will tell you something interesting about it. It's up to you to decide how it's useful, or I will ask you to make something up but tell you a complicating detail about the thing you've made up. On a miss, I will show you something interesting about it right now.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And you know that I hate to brag.
Oh.
I do.
I hate
it. You hate brag. You're so humble.
I'm so humble. But I got a 13.
Oh, fun.
Okay. So I will tell you something interesting and useful about the subject that is relevant to the current situation in this instance.
I mean, tell me something about my future, too. Me, Claire Lennox's future. I was 13, Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler.
You know what? Honestly, it's the same thing. That's what's crazy about it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Susan, you identify this pretty much immediately from looking at it. There's not a lot of crocodile, fish, frog combo creatures out there. You have not had personal experience with this, but this is a Nahuatl mythological creature known as a Cipactli. It is a monster that was known to ravage villages. The things you know, it is always hungry. Every joint on its body has an extra mouth.
Whoa.
As you're watching it, you see mist emanating from each mouth, and you know that it has the ability to breathe out clouds, which is certainly going to make things difficult. And you know that there is a creation myth for the peoples who encounter the Cipactli most often, that a god sacrificed their foot to the Cipactli to weaken it long enough in order to destroy it. And that was where land was formed from the body of the Cipactli. Obviously, this is not a continent-sized creature, but that is what you recall from this. As Susan, just beautiful mind style, everything floating around her, just immediately locks in the details of this cryptid in front of her. So that's what you know, Susan. Use it how you will. But right now, you watch as this thing is reaching out and snapping towards Shamanda. Shamanda, if you are going to try to hit it, you need to roll a kick some ass roll.
Okay.
Can I clarify something? Oh, go ahead.
It's a 5.
A 5. Okay, yeah. You can clarify something, and you probably will want to, as you watch as Shamanda avoids its main mouth and goes around and tries to swing down hard at these two sort of bent legs. But as she goes to do that, the ankle of this thing grabs out and its mouth grabs onto the bat and holds it in place. And then the rest of it, just almost faster than the eye, whips around and starts to grab at Shamanda and yank her towards the pool. And you can see it's going to try to get her into a place where it can start to do a death roll.
Ooh.
As it's yanking on Shamanda to go forward. Shamanda, you are going to take, with kick some ass and a full failure like that. Shamanda, you get your ass kicked, so you are captured, and you're not taking harm right at this moment, but it is going to be pulling you in. Susan, what did you want to clarify?
But I did gain some experience.
You got some experience, and that's worth it.
That's right.
Shamanda and Paris getting lots of experience. What is it? So I know that you said something like that they would eat the feet, and that'd be one way to like satiate it or whatever. But what is a weakness? Like, what would be a way for me to fight this in the now besides feeding it a limb of one of these children, likely CEJ?
Oh, boy.
I think what you realize in this moment, well, and specifically, it wasn't limbs, it was feet. Its weakness is feet.
It's obsessed with them.
Yeah. I'm going to leave up to you what you do with that information.
Time to show those toesies.
I mean, I am taking off my shoes. It has a weakness for Susan and for feet, and it's got Shamanda's grasp. I'm going to take my shoes off.
My gosh.
I mean, a weakness for feet. What is this monster? Yeah. Jeff Murdoch?
Hey, come on now. I love a tootsie, though. I thought Tyler was into hands, though. but okay.
Okay.
That's Tyler.
I'm not this thing. And I also don't, I'm only into hands in terms of their function. You know, like, I do like a good hand in terms of its grasping ability and its opposing function.
Oh, Tyler. Oh, God.
It's somehow worse. It's so much worse.
No, just from a...
Tyler, go slower. It's so sexy to talk about hand functions. I'm sliding off this chair.
That's marriage. Mm.
So what is CEJ, CEJ and Adam, what are you doing in this moment as you're watching Susan just sort of stock still, take stock of the situation and then start fumbling with her? Susan, what kind of shoes do you wear?
Oh.
Oh, what kind of shoes do I wear? They are, I can picture them so well in my mind, but you know, like those hiking sandals? Oh my gosh, I think those are Merrells. Yeah, Merrells. For sure, Merrells.
Yeah.
Totally,
but they're the off-brand that I got at Foot Locker, so they're the Ferrells.
So you're talking about a hiking sandal.
They're like the hiking sandals that like cover your toe, like the hard toe shoe with the fun straps.
Yeah, disgusting. Yeah.
Oh, you're
wearing a pair of Ferrells, the hiking sandals, and Susan starts. You just see Susan, CEJ, and Adam,
wiggle, and I guess Crashly. Those toes.
Yeah, she just is starting to pull off her sandals and start aggressively wiggling her toes. What are the two and a half of you doing?
I mean, I'm does she say anything to us before she does this?
Right.
No, I don't think so. I mean, she didn't, so.
Nope. Yeah, I think yeah, we're like, is there a kind of monster you won't flirt with, Susan?
CEJ, come on.
You also see Shamanda getting pulled under or towards the pool of water. And,
I'm going to yell at the Bonogram and be like, come get these toesies.
Great. Susan, roll to manipulate someone.
And that's plus what?
That is plus charm.
I think plus what?
And can I try to push Amanda out of the way or like pull her out of the way such that I get sucked in instead of her?
Dang. Yeah. So that would be a protect someone roll.
Yeah.
So yeah, roll to protect someone.
So I only rolled a 6. Could someone help out and show their feet as well?
if you ask for it.
I think I'm going to try to get Adam's shoes off. I'm going to try to get control.
So yeah. Crashly, are you trying to take control over Adam to show his feet?
Use the cowboy feet.
Yeah, I'm going to yell, take your feet. Show your feet, Adam.
I'm trying to get
I'm really sensitive about my feet. Okay, I've got weird scabs.
Great. Here's what's going to happen.
Use the body skin, the skin thing, like the cowboy bodysuit. Oh, yeah. Show those feet.
Oh, but no.
Crashly, you are going to try to do it. So Adam, you're going to roll plus weird again.
Okay.
As Crashly is going to try to take over.
I rolled a 9.
Okay. Same thing happens. Adam does not expel Crashly, but Adam is able
to... Do I feel her try to take over? That's so fucked up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think what it is, Crashly, which of the four limbs that Adam has, you know, two legs, two arms, which one do you get control over?
I think I get control of his left arm.
Great.
Yeah.
What do you do with Adam's left arm?
I'm reaching it towards his feet.
Adam, what do you do as your left arm starts reaching towards your feet?
I mean, honestly, I don't know what she's reaching for exactly. So I'm like, Crashly, stop. This disgusting.
Just take off your shoes. Just take off your shoes.
What are you doing? This is so freak. We're friends.
I know. I'm reaching. What are you, CEJ? I'm reaching for
I told you, dude, she just has a crush on like every one of us.
I'm dying.
CEJ, what was your protect someone role?
I rolled a 10 to swap myself for Shamanda. And,
great.
And it's motivated in equal parts by saving my friend and getting away from feet.
Great. Yeah. You managed to, I mean, you narrate to us how you managed to swap spots with Shamanda as this fishadillion creature is pulling her towards the water.
Yeah. I use the hammer to blast. That's a combination of block and blast, by the way, to blast Shamanda back 10 feet and kind of like scoot in front of her.
Yeah, you all just watch as CEJ whips this hammer around, smacks it into the side of Shamanda in a way that it looks like it's going to fucking crush her rib cage. But instead of doing any damage to Shamanda, it just pushes her. And Shamanda, you slide against the water like a rock skipping across the top, and then you just slam into the far wall and slump.
And then
you took my bat.
Can I ask Shamanda to do like a what's going on with you role? Is that allowed?
I mean,
or what's like, up with you
want
role?
Her to do a what's going on with you
or what's up with you role against me? Yeah.
You want to
yeah,
be sure. checked in on, huh, bud?
Okay. I don't know.
Well, I'm like, ow, what's up with you? Ow, you really hurt my abdomen and that thing took my bat and I don't have my bat anymore.
Yeah. So you're watching your bat just get chomped down like it's in a wood chipper as this thing, it reaches out and like the mouths on the joints of its toe all lock onto CEJ and start to yank and pull CEJ in. Shamanda, you're so perplexed by his move that roll plus charm and you can ask a question of CEJ.
6 + 1 = 7.
Great. So you can ask one of those questions we have. What do you really want? What are you leaving out? How could I get you to blank? Can I trust you to blank?
Can I actually trust you, CEJ, not to just abandon us?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not gonna leave you guys. I just put myself in harm's way for you.
Yeah, he says as behind my eyes, as he slams on the ground and starts to like get yanked under the water.
Yeah, I'm like, also, ow.
And CEJ, you get to ask one of those questions of Shamanda in this moment.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. okay, great.
Why didn't you just do what's up with you to Shamanda?
Oh yeah, I guess I could.
What is going on?
So yeah, you saved me and then made me ask what's up with you. Are you into me now?
Oh my gosh.
What's your question though?
My what's up with you question is, you know, like
what am I doing later?
No. Well, actually, wait, no. My question is, what are you leaving out? Like, what are you hiding about yourself that, you know, take down some of these walls, Shamanda?
Oh, you want me to deal with the feels or something?
No, I want you to like, what, you know, you, sometimes you have like an accent. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Actually, it's so crazy that you say that because you weren't here when I spilled the beans on everything that I am. So I pull out my phone and I like send him a link to like a bit.ly link that's like
the like little speech you wrote down to prepare when you talk to the group. You just send him like the notes.
Yeah, like bullet point, like these are all the lies that I've told.
Okay.
If you want to know more, feel free to ask me, but like
okay, great. Ow.
Ow, okay.
Okay.
Can I do an opposed roll or something to yank
him? Well, now I've got my phone in my hands.
Yeah, Susan, no! I forget. Susan, what was your roll with the manipulate someone?
Oh, I only got a 6.
That's right.
But Jeff did roll to help out. Mm. Didn't he?
Yeah, oh, that's right. Okay, Jeff, let's go back to that. Sorry, a lot's been happening. Adam Miller, you expose your toes to help out, to expose your toes.
Yeah, I finally do it when Shamanda's like, I'm dying. I'm like, fine, all right, Crashly, I'll show you my toes.
No, it's not
roll
for
plus
me.
Cool, Adam.
Plus cool? All right. I don't know if you can say the word 10, but that's what I rolled.
All right, everyone try it.
10.
Time.
Dang, all right, that's Crashly. Hard.
Dang.
Yeah, so you do that. Honestly, Adam is really insecure about his feet, but
my toes are way too small for my feet. They're small.
They're very small, but you guys look, his feet are great. Adam has really nice feet. The proportions are off, but it kind of just adds to the charm.
It's like my foot is about like the size of like, you know, like an iPad.
What?
Super wide foot.
An iPad mini?
iPads come in like 5 sizes.
I know. Just imagine whatever one you have right now.
Oh my god.
Susan, go ahead and roll with advantage so you get to re-roll one of your dice.
Oh my gosh. That took it up to an 11.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Hello.
Fine, my feet.
Okay, then... Susan, on an 11 under manipulate someone, they will do what you want or reveal the easiest way to convince them. What is it that you want it to do?
Well, I mean, I want it to die. I don't think I can ask this thing to die.
Well, I think it's like, it sounds to me like broadly what you want it to do is drop the kids and get to a place of vulnerability. Is that?
Yeah.
So gurgling from the back of this thing's throat, like again, this very reptilian creature that should not be able to, you hear something sort of gurgle and change, and then like, well, Susan. And it starts crawling forward. Let's go of CEJ, and crawls forward just going, Susan, are you? Wait, you're, but no, you're, why, you're not here. You're, what's got, and in this moment of confusion for this thing, as it is realizing you are somewhere very different than where it thinks you are, you see an opportunity in that moment where the Bondelgrabian-ness of it recedes a little bit, and you're looking at something that is much more corporeal and much more vulnerable. You just feel, you feel like now's your chance. What do you all do in this moment?
Oh, you know my flamethrower's coming right on out of my pants.
Great. Yeah. Classic, you know, it's so on the nose that there's no reason to make a joke about it, you know?
Wait, before you do that, can I make an empath check on the thing? Because it seems to have some connection to you. It's not just a mindless, well, okay.
Yeah, so we'll do these at the same time. So Susan, as you pull your flamethrower out and start mowing this down with your flamethrower, Shamanda, go ahead and roll a empathy check.
That's an 8 plus my weird makes it a 10.
Great. You get a clear impression of its current emotional state. In addition to pain with that, what you also can tell is it seems really confused. It is specifically the confusion of, like, if you were talking to somebody and then all of a sudden that same person walked in to the room and was like, hey, what's up? And you were like, wait, I thought I was talking to you. Who am I talking to? Like the three Spider-Mans pointing at each other situation.
Mm-hmm.
It is that, in addition to that, its emotional state is it loves Susan, full stop, 100%. It adores Susan, all with that same sort of creepy intensity of like a stalker. It's very much the kind of thing of like, if the Bondelgrab was a person, it would totally talk about its girlfriend, Susan Wexler, even though that is not the relationship that they have.
Okay.
So it is obsessed with Susan, but also very confused to be seeing Susan here in this moment.
So Tyler, with that in mind, I think I am going to pull out my flamethrower as a backup, but I feel like I want to like maybe
now, you
attack
don't
it
know
magically.
These things yet.
Oh,
just to be clear.
Oh, oh.
This is what Shamanda is taking in with her empathy.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. So I think you would just go forward with flamethrowing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause in my mind, honestly, Shamanda's like, wow, this thing is like obsessed with Wexler. That means that probably the rest of these have some weird obsession with it, but it still needs to die. And I like,
yeah, the one other thing with your empathy thing that you're checking in with this is you feel like a ping all over the place. You haven't done this very much, but in connecting with this, the Bondelgrab is a hive mind. So every Bondelgrab hybrid is all part of one collective consciousness. So you are also experiencing all of the Bondelgrab's feelings kind of rippling out like a radar. So it's a little like uncanny and weird for you as you're experiencing this. Anywho, Susan, you're pulling out your flamethrower. Adam, what are you doing? Your toes are exposed and Crashly is controlling your left arm.
Does it look like they've got the Bondelgrab thing taken care of?
It looks like it is burning, but it is. I am also tracking its damage totals, and it is still alive.
Okay, is there any food around?
There's a whole pile of chicken corpses.
All right, I'm gonna use some weird science with all my training of science and food experiments I've done.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm gonna try to create food explosives that this thing's gonna want to eat because he's always trying to eat.
Okay, so you're going to try to make like a chicken grenade?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Weird science. Okay, well, you know what? 6.
Yeah, I think what happens is as you go and grab it, the sort of you start to tinker with the chicken and it just almost immediately explodes all over you and you are covered in chicken meat and juice. And Susan, you watch this Sepakli, I guess this Sepakli grub, even in its fire, turn attracted to the smell going towards Adam.
Great. Now my feet are all covered in chicken juice. All my tootsies.
Gross.
Oh, it's going to love that.
Crashly, what are you doing with your arm?
Well, I mean, all I was trying to do was do the foot thing. So once Adam agreed to do that, it I believe it's hanging limply by his side. Or you know what? I'm going to pat him on the back with it.
Great, Adam, as you experience the chicken blow up, your left hand reaches up and just starts patting you on your own back.
Yeah.
Thanks, Crashly. I'm sorry you had to see that. Usually I'm really good with science.
No, I know.
Susan, are you just keeping the flamethrower focused on it?
Yeah, and I rolled a... Do you want to know that already?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, I don't know. As I said, I'm like, maybe it's not time. I rolled a 9.
Great, yeah.
So we hurt each other.
Yeah, and I think, Susan, the way that this is going to work out is as it goes up and continues to burn, I am going to say, so you are going to hurt each other. You're going to continue to do the additional harm. It's going to become deceased at this point. The harm it does to you, Susan, is the Bondelgrob part of this thing says something to you that is going to cause an emotional condition. What is it that the Bondelgrob, your creation, says to you in this moment that just affects you emotionally?
I think it's just going to look at me and be like, you used to be more.
Oh, ooh. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
It says that and then it just chars up and collapses into the water. What condition do you take?
Oh, gosh. Let me see here. I think I'm going to go for insecure or embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, or maybe just angry, honestly. You know what? I'm pissed.
Yeah. But you're like real pissed.
Yes.
Yeah. The rest of you watch as Susan just gets instantly to a 9 on the scale, that her like cool, her level-headedness just out the window. She's just on a mission. And what do you do, Susan?
Like the thing is dead and I'm in front of children and I just keep putting the flamethrower on it.
Oh, I think, mommy's upset. I don't like
Die!
It.
I'm trying to reach out with Adam's arm.
Susan, this is Crashly.
Great. Crashly, what are you doing?
Just patting her on the back.
And I'm not hitting the hand, but I am doing that thing where you're like, your back and like move it so they're not touching you anymore.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, I think that hurts my feelings.
Wait, does it hurt your feelings, Adam?
Kinda.
Okay, great.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adam.
It's up to you, Adam, if you take an emotional condition from that.
I'm going to roll for it.
Okay.
I rolled a 5.
Yeah, you take an emotional condition.
Why would you roll for it? You know you can't
roll above a 4. Wow.
How are my... what kind of dice are y'all using? Because I'm just so curious.
The good kind.
We're going to find out that Jeff has been using D3s this whole time.
Wait, no. What kind are you using? I've been using quarters.
Quarters? I rolled 4 quarters again.
Adam, what emotion do you take?
I take... Let me look. Where is my feeling? I'm going to take... afraid. I think I'm afraid.
Mm.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Everybody's scared.
See, EJ and Shamanda, as Adam kind of pulls back in fear while his left hand keeps reaching out to try to pat Susan on the back, and Susan is just immolating this creature that is half in, half out of the water. But you two look at each other. What are you two doing?
I'd like to deal with the feels for, like, everybody.
Mm. Okay. I think it's a thing of you got to pick one person. You could certainly have a CEJ talk to the other person.
Oh god.
No. Okay. So I'm going to try to deal with the feels with Miss Wexler by doing something like causing a scene.
Oh, okay.
Something to focus off, like that, just taking her mind off of what she's doing and the emotion that came from the Bondelgrob being snippy with her.
Okay, I love this. So yeah, so you're going to try to cause a scene to temporarily get her to stop being angry,
And like stop flame throwing.
Yeah, so you're trying to act out in some way to pull her attention. You're going to have to cause a pretty big scene.
Yeah, what I'm thinking of is completely gross and probably the most disgusting thing I could possibly do. I go, hey, Miss Wexler, and I kissed CEJ.
What?
I lean into it really hard. What? I'm surprised for like a second, but then I absolutely 100% go for it.
Oh my gosh.
What? Yeah. What's going on?
What the hell?
It's severe. We're in
and
there.
And my flamethrower just goes,
Yeah, I like, I don't know what to do with my hands, so they're just like around her shoulders.
What the heck?
Oh my God. Adam, okay. Are you okay?
So here's how I love this. So this is how we're, I'm going to change this move a little bit. So with deal with the feels, to permanently take care of somebody else's conditions, to remove their conditions, you have to, you know, offer support and comfort and role plus weird, whatever. To temporarily remove everybody's condition for a single role, you have to act out in some way to draw everybody's attention away from whatever they're dealing with to you. So in this moment, Shamanda calls everybody's name, pulls CEJ. Both Adam and Susan, you are so shocked at this moment that the next time you roll, you will not need to roll with a negative.
Oh my gosh.
But after that, it will come back in. Okay.
Okay.
So temporarily here for like this, or really, I guess what I'm going to say is not for a role. We'll just say for the scene that you are in,
uh-huh,
until things change substantially some way in terms of location or circumstances, your condition modifier is on hold. So you are temporarily not affected by your anger or fear.
Susan, did you see that, Susan?
And everyone get your shoes back on.
No. Can you help me, Crashly? I need my left hand.
Yep. I'm trying my best to help.
Hey, Shamanda, are you okay?
Does she take any emotional damage from doing that?
Yeah, I mean, that's up to Shamanda.
Well, I guess in the when we come up for air, I say,
oh my God.
That's a kiss.
Yeah.
I say to CEJ, I think I kind of understand what you were saying about Evan, but let's talk about that later.
What the frick?
Wait,
are you okay now, Wexler? Can you put down the flamethrower?
Hey, everything's fine. And as I'm saying that, I'm picking up the teeth from the bondle grob and just putting those in my purse.
Great, yeah. CJ?
No, I will point out, Susan, that the bondle grob has a mouth on every joint on its body, so it does have thousands of teeth.
Oh, I'm taking as many teeth as I can carry because the teeth of a magical creature is great for spells, but also
absolutely
for a resurrection spell.
There you go. So that's one of the three ingredients for a resurrection spell. Yeah.
We just need one more.
We need two more.
We got the dirt.
We got the dirt.
So there's two different things. There's a resurrection spell, which you will need to do eventually. One of the things you need is your books. One is teeth from a magical creature. And then a third we don't know. Separate from that is the spell you wanted to do to keep Crashly's spirit from returning to the spirit realm so that you take that 30-minute time limit off of her. That was the one that would require dirt from a witch's grave.
Yeah.
And I have the other two ingredients for that if you want them or if you want to come up with them.
Tyler, can I help by using...
Tell me what they are and I'll take the teeth. Oh, sorry, Jeff.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's been a while, but I'd love to help find some of these ingredients by using the power of oops.
Okay, great. Great. So here are the other two ingredients for the ghost keeping spell. For full disclosure, the way that I'm going to do this from now on, just to make things a little bit easier for me, is I'm going to randomly draw a tarot card and then use the symbology of that to sort of dictate for me what the needs of the spell are. Just because thinking of them on the fly is beyond my capabilities. So I've done that for this. So Susan, the three ingredients you need for a big magic spell to keep Crashly's spirit from returning to the spirit realm: dirt from a witch's grave, a bed shirt from the well-rested, and a betrayal fresh.
Oh.
Fresh betrayal. Those
would
three
this
things.
Count as a fresh betrayal? Because what about her boyfriend?
Her boyfriend?
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you Evan. Were into CEJ. And I said I've been in an open relationship.
Oh.
Shirt from the well-rested. Okay.
Yeah, I guess we're like in an open relationship now.
And specifically a bed shirt from the well-rested, like an undershirt or like under, you know, the clothes that somebody wears sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Susan, would my Looney Tune, oversized Looney Tunes shirt work?
Have you been sleeping a lot?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know, Adam, that I would call you well-rested.
Okay, that's true.
And they're just gonna be like, those bags under your eyes are telling a different story.
Yeah, sorry, I guess like... I was trying to go to Florida. Vacation.
Is that because of the...
And Tyler, can
I'm afraid again.
Can I use my phone to make a quick call to Hannah Tennyson?
Yeah, who is Hannah Tennyson?
Is this?
It's Adam's neighbor.
The gal?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, you can call Hannah Tennyson, of course.
Right. So I dial, I step away for a few seconds and I dial.
Okay. Yeah, she answers.
I'm like, hey, Hannah, it's CEJ.
Hey.
Hey, I'm sorry to do this over the phone, but I don't think it's going to work out.
Oh my God.
No.
I thought you were just talking about how you're in an open relationship.
I met someone.
And she says, who is this?
This is the. This is you know what? Actually, this is probably for the best for you.
Well, okay. And then do you just hang up?
Yeah. Take her easy. And I hang up.
Great. Yeah. And Shamira, weird. You watch.
Weird coping mechanism.
Honestly.
Okay. So those are the four. Now, just to establish for resurrection, you need teeth from a magical creature. You need your spell books to have the specific spell. And there is a third ingredient that you need that is unspecified. I can come up with one for you, Susan, or you can dictate as you go.
You know what? I bet I just find it.
Fair enough. Yeah, I could still oops it, too.
You can oops it.
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay, great. Well, you need to say what it is. Or, like, we need to establish what it is before it gets oops. I'm not just going to have you guys be like, hey, look, it's that thing I needed. I didn't know about until just right now.
Oh, never.
Well, I've done that twice, so you're right. I probably can't do it anymore. Okay. I think what we'll need from that is, why am I only thinking of blood things? And anyone can jump in here unless it's blood.
And again, Susan, I have some tarot cards pulled up. I can give you one.
I would love that. Let's do a tarot. Okay. Make a tarot pole.
All right. Here is what it is. The third thing you need for resurrection is water from a distant river.
Water from a distant river. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But when you get close enough to get the water, doesn't that make it a near river?
Yeah.
Wait. Sprite.
Mountain
You're right.
Dew.
Sprite.
Yeah.
Sprite. It's like the, you know, because a sprite is like a fairy. There's fairy. There's rivers in there. Sprite is the water from a distance river.
I think he's onto something, y'all.
Listen to me.
No one can hear you.
No one can hear me except for Jeff.
Crash is on board with me.
Is that true?
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
She's,
Crashly,
oh, yeah?
Raise your left hand if you're on board.
I raise Crash. It.
Oh my gosh, sorry, we just assumed Adam was lying. I am so sorry, Adam.
Also I raised my right hand too. Well,
that's suspicious. So in this moment, as you are all sitting here in this room, there is a whole compound out there that you know you need to go to. You know the books are in the library. As you're talking about this stuff, Adam, you wanted to use oops, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm forcing it.
That is fine, you can force an oops. You have it available to you.
Force an oops.
If you want to stumble across something important, tell me. I will then find something important and useful for you, although not necessarily related to your immediate problem.
Very cool. So I'm going on this whole sprite tear and I oops.
Adam, roll me. The way that I'm going to do this, yeah. Adam, is this is going to be like making a discovery, but without spending a point.
I love that.
So what I need you to do is to roll 2d6 for me.
I got those right here in my hand.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's a 5. Fucking A.
That's fine. I need to know what each number individually is.
One's a 2, one's a 3.
Oh.
What?
One's a 2.
Yeah.
One's a 3.
Yep.
This is great. Adam, you do find something pretty useful. Your oops works as following. As you're standing there, you're the closest to the entrance to this little cell. And you hear faintly, very faintly, echoing down the hallway. While everybody else is kind of chattering and doing everything, you just hear, hey, help. Huh? Could somebody help me? Come on. I need a little help. Come on. Echoing. And you hear the familiar voice of Immortata.
What?
I guess I go peek.
You peek. You look down the hallway. Down this long hallway, there's all these open cells, except for there's one door that is still shut.
And I sort of like pull on, like, you know, like a little kid pulling on their mother's like shirt. I pull on like Susan's like sleeve. I'm like, Susan, I think I hear Immortata.
What?
Yeah.
and it points down the hallway at the closed door.
Oh, no. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to just turn to Tori and say, this one's going to be hard to explain. kids, I think let's keep moving forward. And you guys remember Immortata. He's kind of fun.
I don't remember Immortata.
I remember Unky Mort from when we lived together.
Unky Mort. Yeah, Unky Mort.
Unky Mort. Unky
Mort. What I do love is Crashly is just signing all of this with the left hand.
And saying it to Adam, obviously.
Yeah.
She says Unky Mort.
Okay. You know what? And we could see this as bad news, or we could see this as great news, because where Immortata goes, betrayal is sure to follow.
I can go get him.
No, I say we go together. And Tori, on the way, there's some things I would like to tell
And I run to the door.
Oh, no.
Great. And Tori is covered in blood. While you are all dealing with that, Tori has walked out of another room and...
Oh, did she just take something down on her own?
Yeah, she did. She totally... Tori, again, is the number one monster hunter in the world.
Tyler, please. We know.
We know. And Tori comes out of another cell. Completely. So I said covered in blood, but she is bleeding profusely. She is covered in water. She's drenched, and she is holding up the small sort of inky black, because again, it was a hybrid with a bondle grob, the small pelt of a fur bearing trout. And she is like, there is a whole heap of them in there. I didn't see it. Oh, what? Yeah. Go ahead. Tell me what's up. Oh, hey, Adam, slow down. And Adam, you run off. Okay. Adam, you see, as you are running forward, you see one of the cell doors is still firmly locked. It's a very classic kind of like old style prison door, where it's just a solid metal door with like three bars over a small window. And as you look inside, you see the familiar form in the corner. It looks like just a shadow that is wearing a kind of loud Miami Vice suit jacket, white with a big collar and rolled up sleeves, sitting in the corner. And it just goes, oh, hey, kid.
Hey, how'd you get locked in here?
Well, Barb betrayed me. No surprise there.
Yeah, no surprise.
And then, you know, all shit went to hell here. So I'm stuck.
All right, stay back. I'm going to kick the door down.
Okay, Adam, you take 1 point of harm.
Oh, damn it.
You Adam, try to kick this solid steel door and realize that this is super reinforced, and which makes sense considering Immortata is a demon. Probably a normal door wouldn't be enough to hold Immortata in place.
Adam, you're really not doing well. Please be careful.
I'm sorry. If I die, what happens to you?
I don't know, but I don't want that to happen.
Okay, Immortata, how do I get you out of here?
I mean, spell or kill Barb or...
That's the only way?
I mean, or get a shovel. Yeah, okay. I mean, if you dug down, I mean, you know, break the walls, I suppose you could do that, but the door is enchanted and the walls are sort of loosely enchanted from the inside, so I can't get out, but if you could get
in... Well, what if CJ... well, look who it is.
That's Susan.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, baby. How is Barb working out for you, huh?
All right. Well, yeah, it didn't. She paid well, and then it didn't. It ended poorly.
Would you say you're having a gel of a time? The two of your cellmates?
Well, no, she's not in here.
Would you say that you two are Susan. Prisoners of love?
Susan, these are all really good. I like these.
Susan, it was only a work relationship, all right? She tried to put the moves on me, and I said, no, thank you.
Would you say she's dungeoned it again?
Yeah, I would say she's dungeoned it again, okay? Yeah, I would. All right, get it out.
Are
Go
you
ahead.
With Barb or with Bars?
Okay, that is incredible.
Susan, at this point, for Susan and Adam, your emotional conditions are now back in play. Susan, you feel that anger is starting to come back as you see.
But maybe I'm not afraid of her anymore.
Maybe, but you are definitely afraid of something.
And I would say my anger really started to set it when Tori Pals came out with that fresh kill.
Yeah, probably.
So that makes a lot of sense. And I have a question. Since he was, would this count as a fresh betrayal that Barb betrayed him? Do you, and
It doesn't seem fresh.
Oh.
No, you're right. You're right. Okay, okay.
So it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't see. And really, Immortata is more of an it than anything else. Immortata being just a demonic form that it is just the essentialized form of forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really have gender expression until people put on it, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, not a fresh betrayal. Certainly a betrayal, but not fresh. You know, You know, Susan.
Oh,
there's a fresh betrayal.
That it needs a fresh betrayal.
Okay, cool.
Like in the moment, like
piping hot, fresh.
Piping hot. Like right over the top of the spell.
Got it. Okay, that sounds good.
And you see Immortata locked in the cell.
Okay. Tori, I hate to ask this. Do you think you have a way to help me get them out of there?
Yeah, it hurts to kick.
To get it out of the cell?
Yeah, it's not a
Why would we want to? It's a demon. I know my kind. There's no reason to pull one of them out. It's going to just try to stab us in the back.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it would for sure. And I hear that,
no,
but also
no,
like,
no, I would not.
It might be useful until the very second it betrays us.
Yeah, look on the bright side.
Could I try to use magic to trap a specific person, minion, or monster to me?
Ooh, let me look. So you want to try to... Yeah, so it sounds to me like you want to try to do two spells. You want to like pull it to you and then keep it bound to you. Is that what I'm understanding? Yes, you can try to do that. That's going to be two uses of magic. So you're going to have to roll magic, use magic twice, because you're going to try to summon it from its cell to you and then try to, you know, trap it or bind it to your being, right?
Oh, no. Well, that makes me nervous to do.
Can I help?
Yeah. What's your plan?
I don't know. I don't really know how to do magic, but me and Crashly are here.
Now, okay, Adam, well, here's one thing, Adam. This has been a while since we've done this. When you all made sacrifices to fix the world, you gave up the ability to ever engage with magic.
But even like, you know, just help.
Yeah. You gave up. You have like truly not a magic bone in your body.
But what about a Crashly ghost in my body?
Now Crashly could help. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let Crashly take over my body.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh.
Crashly, you just feel the dam burst and Adam give way, and Adam goes back to like the corner of the room, very Blair Witch style.
Yeah.
Damn, it's dusty in here.
And you just take over and you are in Adam Miller's body.
Wow.
Don't do anything weird.
I won't. I mean, I'll try not to. I don't know. And I immediately fart.
Oh, that's not that weird, actually.
Just wow. And it's way louder than the stuff Crashly used to produce.
Oh, no.
Good one. Crashly.
Oh, my God. That was embarrassing for Adam. But as Crashly, whatever.
Yeah, the rest of you hear Adam say, that was embarrassing for Adam.
Exactly. So I guess I sound like Adam now. I think when I was in the angel body, I sounded like Crashly, but I'm assuming now I speak with Adam.
Can I hear your Adam impression?
Please.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so that was embarrassing for Crashly, but whatever. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, how can I help?
Well, I'm thinking if you can get them out of the cell, I can try to trap them to me as quick as possible. Does that sound good?
Okay, yeah, I can do that. I can get them out of the cell for sure.
So, Crashly, you're going to try to attempt to do magic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so roll plus weird.
Okay.
And then, Susan, go ahead and roll plus weird as well, because I think you're both trying to sort of make this a 1-2 thing.
I got an 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so it works without issues. So, yeah, you channel all of the training that Susan has given you. And really, like, this is the first time Crashly has ever done magic on her own. This is the first time you have just done a spell.
Whoop, whoop.
Probably the experiences you've had recently have really given you an extra boost of confidence and a feeling of connection to the Eldritch and Arcane.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. This is going to require, most spells require some sort of verbal component, as Susan often does. What does this spell require, Crashly?
Open up, get it open. This is the time for freedom.
All right.
Great.
You, oh my lord.
You right. Do that and you pull, or Immortata's like, oh god, oh, and then just gets yanked from inside to outside. Susan, what did you roll on your magic?
Okay,
spell?
I'm really tickled by this. I rolled a 9. And so it works, but there's a glitch, and I would like to posit that I can't remember I've done this, but that it like works and like others know.
Okay.
Or up to you.
No, yeah. So you do bind Immortata to you, but you forget that you bound Immortata to you.
I have no idea.
Just constantly being like, why are you here? You just keep looking over your shoulder. And every time Immortata is like, you did this, you did it, it gets erased.
Yeah, and it's like, it's like scares me every, you know, like when someone's just standing too close behind you. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know why this is so funny to me.
Yeah, Susan is perpetually going to be spooked the rest of this mystery. It won't have any mechanical effects, but yeah, it's there. Yeah, you do it. You successfully do that. Immortata, at least for the next 30 minutes or so, will be bound to you. The problem is you don't remember doing it, so that probably makes it a little less likely that you will remember to do it in 30 minutes.
100%.
But for the time being, you have Immortata. It's like, ah, man, come on. I don't want to. I just want to get out of here. Let's just go. Okay, fine. Let's go. Everybody, come on. Let's pack it up.
Immortata, what are you doing here?
What? You pulled me out. You had the kid pull me out. And then,
remember, Susan, open up.
See, EJ and Shamanda, what are you two doing as you
kissing?
Oh,
wow.
While CEJ is kissing Shamanda is like doing kind of retcon around this area, seeing how more places that we can scope out, hopefully we can.
Wait, so Shamanda is just kissing CEJ back?
Sure.
With her eyes
wow,
open.
This is watching. Getting hot and heavy.
So. Wait, so I hear it. Sure. So Shamanda is like, fine.
No.
Making out with CEJ?
I mean, Shamanda likes it, but it's like he, you know, did a full 180. So that's kind of like, it's just as shocking as Immortata startling Susan each time. It's like, oh, yeah, I did this. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I caused this to happen. Yeah.
I did.
Great. So what I'm hearing then, Shamanda, is that you are going to kind of, you wanted to sort of pick out a direction to go while you guys are making out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just sort of looking over CEJ's shoulder. CEJ, how is this moment feeling for you? I got to ask.
It's electric. I perceive nothing else but the kiss. Am I like, I live in my lips.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Beautiful. I love it. Great. Shamanda, then you are going to roll to keep it covert here. So I want you to roll plus sharp.
Oh, my God. That's going to be an 8 total.
On an 8 total, you are going to gain 1 point. You have 2 points. This now means you have 3 points. Also, once you have 3 points, you can find Barb most immediately. On a 7 to 9, you aren't going to encounter a danger. So, Shamanda, will you tell me the two numbers that you rolled?
A 1 and a 6.
1 and a 6. Great. You kind of peek through. You look around as you're sort of scoping it out. Immortata is like, yeah, you want to go to the right. That's closer to the library. That's where Barb is. And you make your way through sort of this split intersection. You are following these winding hallways. Do you just keep making out with CEJ as you walk down the hall?
Yeah, I put my my hands in his back pocket, so he's like walking backwards as we're making out, walking forward.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm doing my like feet are on the outsides of Shamanda's feet, and I'm just doing that awkward like backwards penguin walk.
I have to ask, Crashly, how are you feeling?
honestly, I am weighing whether this is a fresh betrayal, not necessarily because I wanted to make out with CJ, because I obviously did not. But
you already have.
Please don't use my body for this, Crashly. That's my cousin.
But because, like, that's fair. I guess, yeah, I'm assuming Adam can, like, hear my thoughts.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing them.
So I'm, like, I'm upset because this is the second member of our friend group that Shamanda has, in my 14-year-old's brain, seduced. And who has a crush on Shamanda instead of me.
Right.
Which is, like, just... like, not fair. It's just, like, numbers wise not fair, you know.
But what about Derek?
And didn't you date like that Brian guy?
No Brian? One dates Brian.
No,
what about Brian?
Or
no,
Paul.
Oh,
Paul wouldn't have anything to do with me.
No, Paul totally rejected
out of his
her
basement.
Honestly, Crashly, when I was at high college with Paul, he did talk about you a little bit.
He did. What did he say?
Mostly he was afraid of you, but
shoot. Yeah.
So hard.
But, like, honestly, he still thinks of you.
Because he's scared of me.
Well, but, you know, sometimes the best relationships start from fear.
I don't think so, Adam. Adam, we'll talk about that later.
I was afraid of Shamanda the first time I met her, and that was a bad relationship, I guess, in the long run.
Yeah, it didn't work out well, and I was afraid of Genesis, but you weren't.
I know. So, if you think about it.
No. No. No.
I want to do a side quest where Dragline came when Shamanda was in trouble and then caught her kissing CEJ and is now just wandering Barora, sad and alone.
Oh, no.
Honestly, I've been waiting for Dragline to show up because I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
But now.
That's the betrayal.
Dragline had a big crush on CEJ. So
no,
this
complicates
things. That's right. That's a betrayal.
That's the betrayal. That is it.
Here's the thing. You could. So the way that we have ruled it, Claire, is that you can at any time bring Dragline forth to engage with Shamanda. That is just, you have the ability. Dragline shows up whenever you want to. So if you want to have Dragline show up in this moment to be the betrayal, that is 100%.
Yeah,
please
let's do it.
It's going to be such drama.
So, like, when Adam and Aaron are talking, they just hear, "It's not what I saw happening."
Do we hear that?
Yeah, you do, and you look over your shoulders and you see on crutches still from her broken leg, trying to catch up. You see Dragline, who is slowed down as she sees up ahead. From her perspective, the back of Shamanda's head as she's walking forward and then smooching with eyes closed, just the top of his face appearing over her shoulder, the face of her one true love, CEJ, as he is just tongue deep in Shamanda's mouth. And you see all this happen. Susan, you can feel this moment. How are you capturing this betrayal so that you can use it?
The way that any sensible woman would capture anything you need to keep fresh, a mason jar.
Hello?
Great. Yeah. You just want
add one.
So Crashly and Adam, as you're inside the body of Adam, you watch Susan just rush over and just, like, very creepily over Dragline's head, just grab a mason jar and just waft it through the air and then put a lid tight on it. And she's like, yee-hee! And Susan, you just hear over your shoulder, oh, good job. You got it.
Oh my God. Everyone ever taught us here.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Wow. A lot
so
happened.
Dumb.
So much.
So
this
so
is intense.
One question I do have. Are you bringing the angel body with you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so you have it on.
Wait.
Yeah, how are you carrying... Or are you just making it walk mindlessly?
If I can do that, that's what I would love to do.
Oh, can we put it in a backpack or something?
I think probably what I will say is that Crashly has, with her one arm that she had, well, no, because Crashly has full control right now.
Full body right now, yeah.
Crashly, I think, here's what I think happens. Crashly takes off and rips up Adam's oversized shirt to make sort of a toddler handcuff leash that
Crashly.
She ties. To the hand of Chadriel's body and is just sort of, and then ties to Adam's own hand. So it's just sort of leading it behind her.
This is, honestly, I'm kind of feeling betrayed by everyone in this group right now.
You said you would help her in any way you could.
I know, but just that was my favorite oversized shirt, and I don't have many of those left anymore.
I'll buy you another one.
With what money?
Well, good point, but I'll save up.
Okay, I'm not mad. I'm just confused and afraid.
Afraid. Sorry. I'm trying to be a good friend, and I don't have time right now.
Hey, Crashly, you are a good friend.
Thanks. Oh, thanks.
I think Aaron and Jeff really needed this.
I think Alan and Rashawn really needed this.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to call his girlfriend and bring him with her.
She didn't know who he was.
I don't know what's going on with that. I think, you know, she was just in a bad state of shock. But, you know, things happen quickly. And when you know, you know. And I hold Shamanda's hand.
That is so funny.
No. Our pinkies are interlocked.
Oh my God. You know what, you guys? This episode is over. Tyler said the episode is over.
Yeah, we got actually our outside hands, pinkies are interlocked. And then our inside hands are one is in each other's pocket.
Episode is over.
That's where the episode ends.
Outfits. We're both in all denim outfits.
We're all literally connected to each other.
We're into each other. We're bundle grabbing.
Oh no.
This is how it happens. The only way to defeat the bundle grob is to out grob it.
Oh gosh.
You've done enough grobbing today.
Really.
Yeah, we've been smashing and grobbing.
Smashing, grobbing, mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
That's a spicy bundle grob.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, please go on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and give us a rating. Otherwise, join our Discord, where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and anything else that comes to mind. Until next time, you got anything, Jeff?
Watch out for catching feelings.
Ah, that's good. Until next time, watch out for catching feelings.
Nice. A Szechuan style hot chicken sandwich. It's like the way they make it. They have it sort of just like huge chunk of the chicken sticking out. So it's like pretty great.
Jeff, would you say it's the chickadee China, the Chinese chicken?
I guess I would. You have a hot sandwich and your brain starts ticking. Eat French fries on the side after a bike ride. That's Jeffrey Saturday.
Oh, that's honestly gorgeous.
It's been 1 week since we podcasted, put headphones on and played Monster of the Week.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.